Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It's great to be with you guys today. It's New Year, and this is episode 1,300 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. We've been doing this a minute now. This is going on. Shoot, we started with the draft, so we're not there yet. We are wrapping up and completing year 8, heading into year 9, which is bananas. I am so thankful to you guys for allowing me to do this. Our executive producers, David Gill, 49ers George, 365, and Corey Robbins. And I'm excited. I wanted today to be a day of looking forward. We haven't done one this week, so we're going to do a mock draft on today's episode, which is going to be a lot of fun. I love the mock draft episodes. I get a lot of positives there. If that's not really your thing, I totally understand that. We do a lot of regular content as well. Every day, seems like. Every single day. And tomorrow, I'm so pumped because I'm flying out to Arizona. We're going to be hosting a couple events there. So if you are coming out to Arizona, if you're one of the diehards, come join us. We'll be at Salt Tacos and Tequila on Saturday from 2 to 6. And then we got our freaking awesome tailgate, all you can eat, all you can drink, you name it. Watch the early games, walk to the stadium together. And as always, all kids are free with the ticketed adult. They don't get the alcohol and all that fun stuff, but they get all the other stuff and trivia, giveaways, prizes, you name it. Josh just got me the trivia question. So we're going to be giving a lot of stuff away there. So if you know a Niners fan that's going to be in Arizona, please send that across 49ersrushroadtrip.com. That's where the tickets are. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jesse B coming to me from Twitter. If Hufanga walks, would Mukuba be a smart choice? You know, if you give me an opportunity to talk Texas players on here, what a crazy game that was yesterday. But they came out on top, and yeah, it was a mess, and officials terrible on both sides, missed so many calls. But they won. I love Mukuba. I wasn't the biggest Mukuba fan when he transferred, the safety from Texas. He transferred from Clemson. But he is just such a clean, all-around, all-purpose player. And for the 49ers, they have a type in the secondary. Physicality is a must. Do they draft free safeties? No. Do we play single high, cover three, all that stuff, every single play? Yeah, pretty much every single play. Nick Sorensen has completely transformed the coverage of the defense in 1 year. It has gone terribly. I do believe we have the worst defensive coordinator in the NFL. I do believe we have the worst defensive coordinator in the history of the 49ers organization. Not even a negative guy, but I just got through breaking down all of the 49ers defensive tape. That's up on our Patreon channel and the 49ersrush.com. The only time he ran quarters three times. All of them were within the 10-yard line. We played off quarters, cover four, our staple, on the 7-yard line. We ran it on the 4-yard line, and we ran it on the 6-yard line. Yeah, we gave up a quick out for a touchdown. Yes, we did. Off quarters in the 10-yard line. He did it 3 times. Anyway, so if Hufanga did walk, I want to re-sign Hufanga. I think Makuba could be a chance. Now, the 49ers have not prioritized any type of 40 speed at the safety position. It's a decade. Let's just be very, very honest. Since we drafted we drafted what's his name out of Southern Miss, but then we turned to Tarvarius Moore. You remember him? He ran a 4.3, but then we moved him to corner for 2 years. So then we moved him back to safety and it didn't really work out. He couldn't fit a run lane to save his life. So Makuba, where he goes in the draft will be tied to his testing. If he is a 4.4 type guy, oh my gosh, yes. The 49ers should not draft another safety that cannot run a 4.5 or less. We've got 4.6, 4.7 guys peppered throughout. You need a speed guy, especially if you're going to run so much cover one man or cover three. We've got to do that. Appreciate all of the hashtag CCs. Tommy says, first, baby, you were on YouTube. They beat you on Twitter, but I appreciate you, brother. Tib, what's up? Buddha boy. This is awesome, man. We got a lot of people in here. Episode 1300. Man, I freaking love it. You guys are awesome. Josh says, I'll catch later. Back to work. This is awesome. He says, hashtag CC, congrats on beating ASU. Great game. By far the best game of the playoffs thus far. We're about to have the other playoff game here in about an hour and a half. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, Texas moves on. Maybe they shouldn't have. I don't think they deserved it as much as ASU, but I'll take it, man. Right here, Tommy says, congrats on the win, job. The refs helped you. The refs helped both teams. That offensive or defensive passive interference on the Cam Scataboo, that was ridiculous call. That would have negated a 65-yard play. You had pulling Cam Scataboo into the end zone from his own lineman. That would have been a play. The blocked field goal should have counted. That would have changed things. Obviously, the targeting call, that would have, I mean, they screwed it up nonstop. Refs are terrible, and the only thing worse than refs are kickers. All kickers. All kickers are terrible. What's up, Night Prince? Glad to see you. I'm staying away from that. Gunnar Helm, another Texas guy. The problem with Texas is this. Their scheme fits what we do. Their players fit what we do. And Shanahan not only played there, but goes there every single offseason since Sark has been there and talks to the players. So the relationship is there. So I understand I am a biased Longhorn fan from Texas, born and raised. I understand that. But the fits make sense. And the 49ers are going to walk away with a couple of Texas players. That's just what it is. It's going to happen. And I want physicality everywhere, Tommy. I'm with you. What's up, Dave? Oh, we got CG in the house. What's up, Ruthless? I saw your show earlier. Great job. If you haven't checked out CG Ruthless, go check out his YouTube channel. He's the man. Kobe Bryant from Kansas. Yeah, I like him too. Clean player. Look at this. Tyler Warren, our pick at 11. The tight end from Penn State. He's a damn good player. I'm not drafting the tight end at the top 11 ever. I'm not doing that. But he's a damn good player. He's going to help somebody. But I want to extend George Kittle, who just got elected to a Pro Bowl, first team Pro Bowl. He'll be the starter. I want to extend Kittle. I know he's long in the tooth, but that dude, that physicality and with the way he plays, I know he's going to miss a couple games each year. He's been the best player we have on our entire team all year. The number one player on our team this year is George Kittle. The number one player on the 49ers team this year was George Kittle. Offense, defense, special teams, Kittle. So I'm not going to spend a top 11 pick on another. Now, we do need a tight end, and I think third round you can start to look, but probably third, fourth, fifth round is probably more like it. There are some tight ends I like, and Gunnar Helm is definitely one of them. Dan, John, tell me how Colton only gave up one sack. He gave up one sack, but a lot of pressures and a lot of hits on the quarterback. Brock Purdy has inflated all of the O-lineman stats by eluding unblocked defenders. Again, sacks are the worst predictor of O-line success. Sacks are the worst predictor of defensive line success. And I know it's the first stat everybody goes to. It's the worst and least predictable. It does not get close to measuring how impactful you are offensively or defensively. What's up, Applesauce? Appreciate you, man. Monkey Boy says, hashtag CC1300s. I love it. I freaking love it. Fonzie, where do you think Scataboo will go? Is there a chance he will become a Niner? Niners have no need drafting a running back. They shouldn't touch the position. Shanahan, obviously major issues. Over, you know, the most draft capital on running backs, the most paid capital on running backs, the most draft capital on wide receivers, the most paid capital on wide receivers. We don't need to draft a wide receiver. We don't need to draft a running back, period. Period, period, period. Now, Cam Scataboo balled out in the second half. But I don't think we need a running back, period. I think Cam Scataboo probably goes third, fourth round. Yeah, he's a baller. There's no doubt about it. Complete back, all those things. I ain't going to lie. I don't want him on my team. I know he's a baller. Pushing your own teammates, yelling at coaches. I love the physicality. I love the dependability. I love all those things. But, man, I don't want somebody pushing my own teammates on the field. I don't want somebody that's yelling at my quarterback on the field. I don't want somebody that's yelling at coaches on the field. ASU's had a great season, and I know he's a Niners fan. You get him in the fifth round maybe, but I don't think he goes there. I think he goes second, third, fourth round. But I'm sorry. I don't want people yelling at my coaches and pushing players. So I know he's a kid. He's got a lot to learn. Damn good player. Balled out for sure. Definitely gave his team a chance to win. They probably should have won that game. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how he's going to test. But, man, yeah, I thought that was weird. I thought that was weird. Right here, Night Prince. John, I know we've been talking a lot about the first picks, but who do you think the Niners should take round two or three? Well, let's freaking figure this out. Let's go to the board and let's get this bad boy going. Here we go. We're going to be doing a PFF mock board, full seven round 49ers. We're going to move the board just a little bit. I want it on the public side. I want it to care big time for positional value because I feel like that replicates the actual draft. Draft for need, I'm going to go less. The Niners draft for need more than anybody. Randomness, I'm going to go up. Now, things are going to change after the combine for sure, but I got seven rounds. I got turbo speed. Let's go. Enter the draft. Pick 11. We're going to start it. Now, I haven't been open to trading in the past, but right now I will be. Where I stand now, and this is being recorded January 2nd, 2025, there's two players that I'm just like, really three. There's three guys that if they're there, I'm taking them. Mason Graham, defensive tackle, probably the biggest need on this team. Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle, Texas, perfect fit. He could play guard for us, could play right tackle for us, could be the Trent Williams replacement whenever Trent hangs it up. And then Mikael Williams, the dynamic edge player. Now, if Abdul Carter, who you can see went nine here. So the few picks before us, and I'm looking at it, Mason Graham went three. Will Campbell, the tackle, went four. Abdul Carter went nine. Cam Williams, the other offensive tackle for the Longhorns, went 10. So, you know, we're sitting here looking at Kelvin Banks is here. And Josh Simmons is here, the tackle for Ohio State. There's lots of tackles of it. Mikael Williams is here. So something we haven't done yet. I want to look at the possibility of a trade down because even if those two guys go, Mikael Williams or Kelvin Banks, Kenneth Grant, you know, again, I'm not a Michigan guy. I hate Michigan. Love Wayne, but hate Michigan. There are guys that are available here at the defensive tackle spot that I would love to get. I'd love to get Kenneth Grant. I really, really would.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly. When you play $5, you don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers49ERS to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement, compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I want to see what the Ashton Gentry's there. You just heard my rant on running backs. We do not need running backs. We have CMC coming back who should be healthy, to be honest with you. You've got Jordan Mason. You've got Isaac Garrido. And you've got Elijah Mitchell. I'm not saying you don't add a running back, but we know, like, Shanahan don't play rookies. Like, it's going to be almost impossible to crack that. So I want it to be a two-headed backfield, CMC, Jordan Mason, and then the other guys coming in spell. Now, somebody's going to get injured, obviously, but we're not spending a first, second, day one or day two pick on running back. That is asinine. It's been stupid as hell. Every time Shanahan's done it, it hasn't worked once. No, I'm staying the hell away. I'm staying away. I'm not even touching that. So I want to see the trades. We've got a trade. We've got two trade offers. Let's see here. We've got, man, neither one of these. So the Chargers drop it back to pick 22. I don't like that. And the Bills drop it back to pick 29. Those are too far. So I'm not going to do one of those. So I want to look at the, I'm cool trading back to 15. Five spots. Let's trade back. I know that this isn't probably what I would do. I would take Kelvin Banks. If I'm sitting here and Kelvin Banks is on the board, I think that's an automatic smash. But we've done it so many times on our other mock drafts. I want to give a little variation early just to see what that would look like. I want more blue chip players. But my favorite thing to do, and this is what Lynch did early, trade back, trade up. So if we do fall back to the Dolphins at pick 15, then I might trade back up at the end of the first round or earlier in the second round. Now, the problem with PFF is you can't see who's still on the board. That's their biggest issue. But yeah, so right here, we're looking at the board, looking back, moving three spots. Kelvin Banks is still there. Mikael Williams is still there. And Mason Graham is still there with other tackle options as well. This could hurt us, but this is why you do mock drafts. Let's just see. If I'm picking, I'm taking Kelvin Banks. But what could we get extra from dropping from 11 to 15? Let's see here. It looks like, nope, they ain't doing that one. They're not interested in giving up a third. Man, they do not want to trade up at all. What am I missing here? It's a pick-for-pick trade. They don't want to do it. Let's go look at the Cardinals. They might want to move up. They don't want to move up either. So these teams are not looking to trade. So it looks like the 22nd or the 29th pick, what are they offering? They're not even offering anything. I'm not going to fall back that far. I don't care who's there. So we're going to draft a player. The trade opportunity is not there, and this happens in the NFL draft as well. So here's the problem. Is both our guys are there, Kelvin Banks Jr., and, man, they are so low on Mikael Williams. They are so low. I just do not believe that why they are that low. And I don't want to take freaking Kelvin Banks every single draft that we do. We're not taking a wide receiver. Luther Burden III is there. I think he's a perfect fit, but we spent so much stupid draft capital. We have to draft in the trenches, period. Period, period, period. Oh, I like this. I see this right here. John, just force it. There we go. Miami, obviously, they'll trade if a DT's there. Look at that. See, this is why we do the live show. We're gonna go through with Miami, pick 15, and we're just going to get one of these compensation picks. Probably could get a little bit more, but I don't want to make it too weird. So we're going to pick up a compensation pick, which we suck at. But I want to look at bouncing up a little bit later or using that. If we use the compensation picks the way they're supposed to be, where you take priority needed positions instead of running backs, punters, kickers, and freaking tight ends that don't fit your scheme, you'd be fine. So I'm going to force this trade. We're dropping from 11 to 15, but we're picking up pick 98. Okay. So we're going to drop down, probably could get a little bit more, but I don't want to make it too spicy. So I'm going to force this trade. Trade accepted. Let's see who goes. None of our guys went. Amika, the wide receiver from Ohio State, went. Alec Iyemanor from Stanford. Josh Simmons, Luther Burden. So we fell back. Now, in all seriousness and trying to keep this as real as possible, I don't think Kelvin Banks lasts to 15. So I'm going to force the edge pick, Mikael Williams, and I'm going to slow down this draft because I might jump back up. So I'm going to slow it down, and if I could get a handful of spots, let's see. I'm taking Mikael Williams, edge player, and I'm just going to watch and see. I could pause this. Here we go. I could pause it off for this. Colston Loveland went. Benjamin Morrison went. Nick Scorton went. Dude, how is he still there? Jalen Walker went. We're at pick 20. Shamar Stewart just went at 20. Aston Gentry, 22. Or 21. Tyler Warren just went 22. Kelvin Banks just sitting there. We're at pick 24. And that dude is still sitting there. Let's just see. Why not? I don't think this is realistic. Let's see what it would cost if we traded. Let's offer a trade to the Packers. What do we want to offer? Man, we do not have much. We would have to offer next year's first. Oh, do we want to trade? Would you be willing? This is where I need you guys. And I think that this would probably maybe get back a fourth or get back a third. Man, I don't think they would do that trade. They think we have a high first round pick. To jump back into the second round, man, there's probably a better way to do this. But I don't think a team would jump out of a first round pick unless they're getting a first round back. 2 seconds and two of our comp picks that we just got. Dude, I would not be upset with this. So here's the package. There's no way they would take this. I'd be giving up pick 43 and two compensation picks, 98, 101, in next year's second. So 2 seconds and 2 third comp picks for pick 24 and a third rounder next year. I think Banks is going top 10 too. So I'm offering 2 seconds this year, next year, and then two of our compensation picks. We'd still have, so our next pick would be pick 75, but we'd walk out with Mikael Williams. This is a little too stupid. I think it's too stupid. Eduardo says, okay, but not to freaking Green Bay. Yeah, right there. Banks likely goes top 10, even if he is the fourth best tackle. I agree, man. I think I'm staying away. I want to trade back up, but it's a little ridiculous. It's a little ridiculous. I'm just going to resume the draft until Kelvin Banks goes. There he goes. He went pick 24. And I think that's probably right. Let's just be honest. Kenneth Grant just went. So I want to trade back up into that last pick in the first round. James Pierce just went. We got our edge, 29. TJ Sanders, another defensive interior. JT, another edge player. Boom. So right here, we're at the last pick in the first round, pick 32. This is based off of standing, so whatever. The Chiefs are on the clock. What would it cost to jump up? So we're picking 43 to jump up 11 spots. If we offer that same compensation pick that we just got for falling back and getting Mikael Williams, it'll let us jump up. So we could offer 43 and 98, our second and our third, to get back into the first round and get pick 133 back. I'm going to offer that trade. Take it now. Here's the problem with PFF. You don't get to see who's on the board. I really wish that was a different part of it, but I'm saying let's fight for a blue chip guy. And I love to trade back, get capital trade up. We did the same thing. Javon Kinlaw got some capital dropping a spot, jump back up, got Ayuk. So I'm going to offer this trade. They took it. We are now on the clock at pick 32. We're having a little fun. All right. So we got our edge player, Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, Ohio State. He's there. Love that. Jahdae Barron, corner. I think this is probably where he's going to go. And if the Niners had a bigger corner need, I would love that. Walter Nolan, defensive interior, Mississippi. Love that pick. Gray Zabel, I like the tackle out of North Dakota State. I think that's too early. Jack Sawyer, like that, but we already went edge. I mean, I'm liking Cam Scataboo's there. I think that's a little too early. Gunnar Helm, too early. There's no tackles. There are no tackles. There are no offensive tackles. So if I'm doing this, I'm going defensive tackle. Let's look at the difference between these defensive interior guys. Let's sort it just so we can kind of see it. And again, we know that it's a little bit weird, but we're shoring up the defense. We have the worst defense, fourth quarter defense in the NFL. These are needs. These are premium positions. And yeah, we're going to load up on the offensive line later in this draft and free agency. If this was kind of our plan, free agencies beforehand. All right, let's look at these defensive tackles and their differences. Tyleek Williams, Ohio State, 6'3", 327, huge. Strength, disruption, and very, very slippery. Plays all over the place. 1,500-plus snaps, you like to see that. He's a run stopper. He's got an 86 run grade. Freaking love that. Now let's look at Walter Nolan, who I think has a lot higher ceiling, 6'3", 304. He's 21 years old. Versatility, strength, and anchor, 1,200-plus snaps. Run defense grade, 92. I think that his ceiling is definitely higher. He's got 6 sacks, 2 quarterback hits. I like that. Tyleek Williams. What are his stats? 3 sacks, no quarterback hits. So I'm all right. Walter Nolan for sure there. Let's look at Omar. I think it's just between those two, to be honest with you. Omar Norman Lott out of Tennessee, 6'3", 315. He's going to be 23. He's older. Only played 900 snaps. The experience is just not there. Alfred Collins. I love the Longhorns. You know who I want to go. 6'5", 320. He's a lot more in that mold of Kansas City's defensive tackle, Chris Jones, huge, elite build, potential, upside, 1,700-plus snaps. It just makes big plays a bit. You go watch that Arizona State game. When they needed a big play, he made the big play. The best defensive plays were him. But I still think this is a little bit early for him. Walter Nolan's going to be my pick. Right here, Cowapicha. Nolan will fall. Nolan, we don't like 330-pound guys. I wish we did. If we're going to stay with our scheme, that wide nine, and commit to light boxes, Brian Carter, the freaking man. What's up, buddy? I wish we did commit to those guys. But so I'm going Walter Nolan. And so here we are. I'm going to turn this up because I'm not going to trade up anymore. Let's go turbo. Let's go. Come on, pick up the speed. There it is. So we walk out of the first and second round with Mikael Williams and Walter Nolan. Edge, defensive tackle. I understand. Offensive line is what I want. I'm trying to spice it up a little bit because I would have took a Kelvin Banks if he's on the board. I'd trade up for Kelvin Banks if I could in the first round to get him. I would. He's that good. But if you told me we walk away with Mikael Williams and Walter Nolan, I'm not upset at all. Like, is there anybody that's watching this is just like, man, this sucks. I hate this. Yeah, right here. Jeff, watch Walter Nolan game against South Carolina. I haven't got to my draft tape on him. We're still doing the research and just compiling data and info. But yeah, I'll get at least two games in of him minimum. I like to get three each, but we'll see how that goes. I'm right here. Nick says, John, Mikael Williams, James Pierce, Nick Scorton, who is D Ford? What's up, Nick? Glad to see you in here, man. Appreciate you. I like Nick because he disagrees with everything I say, and so that's always fun, and he always challenges me to defend what I believe. So, Mikael Williams, 6'5", 265. He's much more of your ideal Bosa-type defensive end just on the other side. He's 20 years old, you know, elite, all those different things. If you're looking for a first step, James Pierce is probably that guy. 6'5", 243. Length, acceleration, and bend, but he's played the least. He has the least amount of experience that's considered anywhere up there. We got to see how he tests. I think he's a little bit closer to Leonard Floyd, but if you're just looking for that speed factor, I think that's kind of where he comes off the board there. You're talking about, let's look at you have the two, Nick Scorton, 6'4", 280. He's huge. He can play a defensive tackle. So he's not going to fit that at all. Abdul Carter, he's the most explosive for sure. Shamar Stewart, again, he's huge. There's not really a lot of those super light speed guys. Princely Uman, Uman Mielen. There we go. Out of Ole Miss, Walter Nolan's teammate. He's probably the closest to that speed rush kind of guy, elite first step, athleticism, bend, 6'4", 255, 10.5 sacks. He's probably that guy that fits that mold a little bit better. Kyle Kennard, South Carolina, great first step, great bend. Donovan, I'm going to mispronounce this, out of Boston College, Uziaraku, 6'2", 251. That's a D4 type guy. Speed, 14 sacks this year. So there are guys, Mike Green, Marshall, small school product. There are guys that fit that. None of the top first round picks outside of Abdul Carter, Nick, who's not going to be there. Look at this. Yep. NY Niners, my man, helping with the draft book. Princely Uman Mielen. That's the D Ford guy. I like that. What's up, Philip? Says, I don't like this potentially making a sick stick with McKivitz. Yeah, I'm with you. Bobo says, not very good and knowledgeable about the draft, but I listen for names JC throws out, then I check them out after the episode. That's the whole goal of this. Looking forward, introducing names. This is speed dating round. If you want to get to know them and the intimate Love is Blind or whatever you're into, I don't know what those shows are. The wife and I watch them. I play football games on my phone. But the whole idea, look, we put our draft book out for everybody that is a subscriber to our show. If you are on the 49ersrush.com any level or on our Patreon any level, we're going to be sharing a working document with you. probably in about a month where you could look up all this information. It's 104 pages currently. We've got 12 people working on it. We're building this out, and we're just gathering as much as we can with all 49ers focus. So the whole idea is you're going to know exactly what's going on with these guys. Nick says, thank you for the quick player profiles. That's what's up. Marriage at first sight. There we go. Tommy, you're the best, man. Appreciate you. So 49ers got an edge, and we got a defensive tackle. My biggest complaint, we haven't gone offensive line, and I think that this draft is peppered with elite defensive linemen, but that's where we are. All right, we're picking at the third round. Cam Scataboo's at the top of the board. You just heard me. Hell no. I'm going offensive line here. I don't care who's available. There are no offensive. Oh, Marcus Empower. Are you kidding me? We're going to be all right. So let's look at offensive tackle and interior offensive line and just see who's available. I don't care what else is out there. Okay. So right off the bat, let's go Marcus Empower out of Purdue, 6'5", 300, 21 years old. Offensive tackle, great. Feet, hands, versatility. He has 18 starts at right tackle. He has 14 starts at left or right guard. 1,800 plus snaps. He's played a lot from Wisconsin. He gave up 3 sacks this year. No quarterback hits. Run great. He's a true zone guy. Could play outside, inside. Versatility, I have him graded as an 8. Experience, a 4. I love Inbound. He fits exactly what we do. He would be the competition for right tackle. Would he beat out McKivitz? Probably not early, but eventually. That's what you would want. Let's look up Ozzie. Ozzie Trapelo, offensive tackle, Boston College, 6'8", huge, 309. And what's weird is some of his best traits are anchoring despite being 6'8". Size versus – listen to where Ozzie has started. 24 starts at right tackle. 10 starts at left tackle, 1 start at left guard, 1 start at right guard. He's played everywhere. Versatility. Now, being that damn tall, 6'8", 309, again, I have to admit, haven't got to tape on these guys yet. But I think that he could fit. Now, his zone grade's low. He's much more of a gap-style blocker. He's got a 58 zone grade, 70 gap scheme. We are multiple, but not a perfect fit there. Donovan Johnson, you see him there, 6'4", 300. 31 starts left guard, 5 left tackle. I think he's probably going to be a guard, so that's going to remove him from me. Blake Miller, I think he just decided to go back. I think he did. I'm not sure. So I'm out on that. So for me, man, any you've got the tackles there late. It's a little too early for tackles for me. We're picking 75 here. Is that where we're at? Yeah, we're picking 75. We've still got 101 and 112. So for me, I'm looking at tackles. I saw somebody say, what about corners? I'd be cool with the corner here. Yeah, there's some good corners that I like that fit what we do. But I'm sorry, guys. This is too important. We neglected it long enough. I'm going Marcus Imbau, Purdue, offensive tackle. You are a 49er, and you look at our first 3 picks, edge, defensive tackle, offensive tackle. I ain't even mad. And I think almost all drafts are determined by how you do in the first 3 rounds. Now, we still have a comp pick coming up. We got 2 of them because we traded. And we're going to get to those. But before we do, 12 Days of Christmas still going live at my bookie.
While other books make promises, MyBookie delivers. This holiday season, the deck is in your favor with MyBookie's 12 Days of Christmas. Festive lineup and can't miss opportunities for bettors to cash in. Risk-free Thursdays, NFL bets that you could bet, and if you don't hit, guess what? You don't lose any money. Super Boost and free bets are out there as well. Weekly casino giveaways, it only costs 50 cents to spend on bet soft slots to enter. I'm telling you, at MyBookie, it's not just about taking your bets. It's about giving you the tools to elevate your game with the road to New Orleans, bowl games, Christmas Day sports betting, NFL action, NBA doubleheaders. It's your season to win. And with the 12 Days of Christmas, which starts on December 19th, so don't wait, lock it in today. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, with your first deposit. MyBookie will give you a little extra to start your holiday hot.
There's a reason MyBookie has been the go-to better and the betting sports book of the 49ers Rush podcast for 10 years. 10 years, guys, they have been doing this. Whether it's UFC, NFL, college ball, basketball, you name it. Now, rollovers do apply, and if you have questions, make sure to ask their customer service. They are A++. But whatever you bet, bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right. I am with my man, Brian Carter, right here. If we can, if we're looking at needs, which the 49ers draft for needs, interior offensive linemen, namely centers, tight ends, cornerbacks. We need that third corner. We have Renardo Green. We have Demo. We need that third corner. And especially if we're going to keep doing stupid-ass man coverage every third down, cover one man. You need that. You need a tight end, too. You need a center. These are the biggest needs. Now, the 49ers historically have gone after high-value positions where they have a need. Historically, that's what they've done early, right? Wide receiver, D-line, O-line. Corners, which is corners new with the second round pick of Renardo Green, but you needed that. But that's usually what they do. Now, once you get into this area where, man, we're picking 101 right now, this is where it gets, this is where Shanahan and Lynch kind of get a little, hey, let's take a swing for the fences. Not that I agree with that, but that's kind of what they do. That's what they should do. Now I want to go center. That is what I want to do. And again, almost all of my drafts, this is where I'm like, ooh. And I think Jonah Monheim, I think Seth McLaughlin, I think Jake Majors, those are kind of your three guys you're watching. And I think all three of them go considerably earlier then, like, the numbers, they have Monheim at 145, McLaughlin 160, Majors 168. This is one of the worst center drafts that exists, by far one of the worst. But if I'm on the clock at 101 and I'm picking 112 next, I'm picking an 11 picks, do you think three centers are going to go off the board and 11 picks? I don't think so. Now, the 49ers thought that last year, and guess what happened? You had back-to-back running backs go. We panicked, traded up, and went with Isaac Grindo, which has been a fine pick. He's been fine. I'm not the biggest Grindo guy. But, man, Ray Davis, unbelievable. Will Shipley, we don't know. I haven't seen much of him. But right here, no way Majors goes lower than 100 in real life. I'm with you. But regardless, if I'm sitting here at 101 and I pick an 11 and there's three centers there, I'm going to wait. So my next pick is going to be predetermined center pick, whoever's left out of these three. So we are going to negate that. And again, let's go back to what my man, interior offensive line, we're doing that next pick. Let's look at corners. All right. Now the 49ers have a type for better or worse. Chandler Rivers, cornerback Duke out of Duke, 5'10", 180. That ain't what we're doing. We are not going 5'10", 180 at corner. It's just not. Denzel Burke, Ohio State, 6'1", 194. That makes sense. That makes sense. Dorian Strong, Virginia Tech, 6'1", 185. Little light. Denzel Burke fits exactly what we do. I don't have all the background done on him yet. But if we're going corner, we're going Denzel Burke. Now let's look at tight end. I got to take corners off there. Corners off. Okay, here we go. We got a lot of tight ends. We got Benjamin Urosek, who's about to play. So if you want to watch, like, guys during this, you know, Notre Dame-Georgia game, dude, Benjamin Urosek out of Georgia, the tight end, 6'4", 247. A little bit light. A little bit light for what we want in our quarterback, too. Is he a good blocker? I don't know all that, but I'm just telling you, that's a little small. Jackson Hawes out of Georgia Tech. We're just sticking with Georgia, guys. 6'5", 260. Tough as hell. So, it's down to two players. We are going to go Jackson Hawes. We're going Jackson Hawes, or we're going to go with the corner. What was his name? Yeah, Denzel Burke out of Ohio State. Those are our two options. Size, height, weight, fits. nice programs that seem to be scheme fits. So my question it is out of you guys is the only two options. I know there's other guys y'all like at this point, but I don't want to spend an hour on a third round comp pick. So the question is, do we go Denzel Burke out of Ohio State, or do we go Jackson Hawes, the tight end out of Georgia Tech, run blocking specialist dog? Which one do you guys want? So let's see here. I don't care for Ohio State. Nobody does. I'm with you. We're not Ohio. We got that. Boom, 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 boom. Corner. Oops, sorry. The chat's coming in so quick. I can't click in time. Burke, easy. Desmond Burke, tight end. We're split. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go to the highest rated player. That's going to be our tiebreaker because we are all over. Jackson Hawes is ranked 129. Denzel Burke, 141. We are going Jackson Hall, tight end. Big boy, Jackson Hawes, sorry, 6'5", 260. And we're finally going to get that tight end, too, that we get to keep for a long time. And he just gets to blossom into a role. All he's got to do is come in and block. He's done that. He's been great at that. All right, so recapping what we've done. I freaking love this draft so far, guys. Mikael Williams, edge, after we traded down, traded up for Walter Nolan. We got our edge, defensive tackle. We got our tackle, Marcus Imbau. Now, I'm totally open to taking another tackle in this draft. If we wait, I think we need two tackles. We could definitely use them. We doubled up on guard last year. We hit Pooney, so we were okay moving off of Kingsford, which we could have kept him. I'm fine doubling up on tackle. Jackson Hawes, tight end, Georgia, not upset at all. Now we're picking 112, and I already told y'all what we're doing here. No ifs, ands, buts about it. We're going at center. And guess what? All three centers are there. Let's talk them. Jonah Monheim. Ooh, we got a lot of Jonas this draft. Jonah Monheim, USC, 6'5", 311. Listen to his starts. 12 at center, 12 snaps starts at left tackle, 18 starts at right tackle, 4 starts at right guard. He's played 3,100 snaps. That is off of the freaking charts. Now, Seth McLaughlin, Ohio State, I don't know if I'd be okay picking back-to-back. Oh, we didn't take Ohio State player, so we're okay. Seth McLaughlin, center, Ohio State, 6'4", 305. So basically, same thing, just an inch shorter. 35 starts at center. 2,400 plus snaps. Jonah Monheim, 3,100 plus snaps. The most experienced player, versatility-wise, Jonah Monheim. Then you got Seth. Now Jake Majors, 6'3", 315. Little shorter, little stockier. 54 center starts, 3,500 snaps. No sacks allowed. So I'm going to let y'all pick. I'm a Longhorn. Do y'all want Monheim from USC as our center, versatility and experience? Do you want McLaughlin, Ohio State? Kind of, again, that dude's experience, 35 starts at center is unbelievable. Or Jake Majors, who's got 54. Do you want the experience? Do you want the versatility? What do you want there? We're going with one of those. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Chapman, the general manager, is putting his foot down. Let's see here. Eduardo, Majors. Haven't seen any other better pure center. Celestial, Majors, 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 Majors. You always want a winner, Majors or McLaughlin. Okay. We want a pure center. The Jake Brindle narrative is no more. We are going Jake Majors, and y'all just put a smile on my face. I ain't mad at all. I am not mad at all. So we still got a fourth round pick, which we picked up by trading up because we gave up that second and third. It got a first and fourth back from Kansas City when we traded up for Walter Nolan. Now the 49ers are on the clock. We do pick again in about 14 picks. So that's there. And so now we're sitting in the fourth round. And it's just like, oh, no, this here we go. I got to scroll down. My bad. This is the last pick of the third round. We took Jackson Hawes, Jake Majors in the fourth. So now we're at the end of the fourth round, one of the last picks. Devin Neal is there, who is a player I really, really like, running back out of Kansas. But again, I just don't care about the running back position. We have CMC. We have Jordan Mason. We have Elijah Mitchell coming back. We have Isaac Garrido. I just don't want to waste capital on that. I would rather double dip at tackle. I would rather go corner. I'd rather go another tight end. I'd rather go another defensive lineman. I'd rather go linebacker. I'd rather go safety. Running back is like the least need. Now, if your idea is this is just too good a player to pass up, I'm cool with that. But it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Not when we still don't have our third corner. Corner is a big deal. I wonder, let's go to corner first. Dorian Strong's there. Yeah, our guys are gone. So let's go through our corners because I think this is the biggest priority. Dorian Strong, 6 foot, 185 out of Virginia Tech. That kind of fits what we do. You know, we are a 6 foot, 200-pound corner team at all times. Will Lee, the third out of A&M, 6'3", 190, no. O'Donnell Fortune, 6'1", 185. South Carolina, I like the physicality. Oh, we got a Cal kid. I get excited whenever I see Cal kids. 6 foot, 180. Yeah, he's down there a little bit low. I like it. But Dorian Strong, I mean, we're picking 133. I think I'm just going to make it. I'll turn it to you guys. Here's our three options at corner. We're taking one of these three now. Dorian Strong, cornerback, Virginia Tech. O'Donnell Fortune, cornerback, South Carolina. Or Noel Williams, cornerback, Cal. Do you go with the local kid? I will tell you this. One of the random trivia questions. Did you know that South Carolina is the second most drafted program from 49ers history? Number one, Stanford. But number two is South Carolina. We have drafted so many players from there, which is really, really weird. But that's kind of where we're at right here. NY Niners says Fortune is a good player. I trust NY Niners, man. That dude knows his stuff. Tackles, we got to get a corner. We don't have a third corner. And so I think we're gonna focus here. I'm cool double dipping on players after this. But Noel Williams, we're one for one. But I've got a Cal bias. I know Sentinel. I like Cal too. I've had fun the games I've went there. I ain't gonna lie. So we're one for one. I'm gonna go with the top ranked player, Dorian Strong, over Noel Williams, just based off of this board. So here we go. And right here, Calipiccio says, did draft a real tackle. Have you not seen the 49ers and how they play? Colton McKivitt's not a real tackle. He's got the shortest arms of any starting tackle in the NFL. That's what the Niners are going to do. Now, I don't have the arm length measurements of Marcus Imbau, but yes, I do want another tall, pleading tackle. I do. I really, really do. All right, so now we're back on the clock. Let's just look at best available. Carson Beck, no. Khalil Mullins, running back, no. Guard, Luke Condra, no. Wide receiver, Pat Bryant. I don't mind taking a fifth-round wide receiver, but I think we've got enough young guys to work with. I want to sign a veteran wide receiver to come in and be kind of that third, fourth wide receiver for us. Trevor Etienne, no. Kobe King, linebacker, Penn State. I might be okay with that. 6'1", 248. I'm not opposed to that. Kyle McCord, Syracuse. Danny Stutzman, OU. I hate OU. 6'4", 241. Stutzman, that's the Fred Warner build. Not upset at that. Emory Jones, tackle. 6'6", 315. He's got the height, Emory Jones. You know, Curtis Rourke, you know, he's got some movement. 6'5", 223. Yeah, y'all know my thoughts on quarterback. If you don't have a top five quarterback, you keep trying to get one. If I'm taking a quarterback, I'm taking a high upside guy. That's a height, weight, speed specimen. That's just what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Jayshon Barham, linebacker, 6'3", 248. Again, another Mike linebacker build. Michael Taft, safety, fun player, 6 foot, 195. Damn good Texas player, but he's a walk-on. That's just the ultimate try-hard. We don't need that. That is not what we need. We need speed, 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 speed. Seth McLaughlin's still there. I don't think we take two centers. Keep scrolling down. There's a lot of linebackers. There are a lot of linebackers. But I am cool taking another tackle. Let's just see here. Let's. And again, if we take another tackle, I want it to be somebody that is 100% tackle only, right? So Emory Jones Jr., I've done a little bit of tape on him because I did Will Campbell on the other side. LSU offensive tackle, 21 years old, 6'6", 315, prototypical build. 36 starts at right tackle, guys. 2,400 plus snaps. He's born and raised Baton Rouge, all that kind of stuff. Gave up one sack this year. He's got a better zone grade. I think, man, what do y'all think about Emory Jones Jr.? Like, okay, we got Calvin Picho's thumbs up. He says, I think he's a real tackle prospect. Penn State is linebacker you. Okay, I'm cool with that. So the question is, do we go with the pure right tackle, even though we got Marcus Imbau, who I think is a better player, but he has the versatility to play all over the place. But I'm cool double dipping here. And if Emory Jones wins out, I'm cool with that. Now, a part of our draft philosophy, we went edge Mikael Williams. We went defensive tackle Walter Nolan. So we kind of punted the O-line position. I'm cool double dipping. Yeah, there we go. Sentinel says double dip. There we go. We're going to Emory Jones, tackle LSU. So Marcus Imbau and Emory Jones, you guys are freaking, it's like the Joker. We're expanding, and we have the need for aggressive expansion, right? He breaks the pull stick, says only one of you guys is coming. So that's what it's going to be, just like what we did last year in the third round with Pooney, and then we drafted Philip Kingsford or whatever at Kingston in like the sixth or seventh round. Yeah, we're doing third and fifth. And so we got a prototypical tackle, and we got a guy that kind of fits our scheme. I'm cool with that. Now, I'm not going to triple dip. Not going to triple dip. But we got two tackles, and we made Kawachipto. Sorry, that's a hard one for me to say. I'm all right. Right here, we don't need to double dip because one will get cut in the 53 checkdown. But that's what the Niners have done historically. Historically, we have double dip. Ambry Thomas, Demo, the second guy made it. Right? We did, what was his name? Joe Williams, and then the second guy that we got, undrafted free agent, I understand, Matt Breida. We have double-dipped so many different times at different positions. It's just kind of what we do. And so the Niners do that, I don't like missing it, but an offensive line, I don't care. Phillip says, man, I wish I got drafted. That's awesome. Aaron, he says, Joker said they were having tryouts. That's right. I freaking love it. And so, hey, man, let's go right here. Thod says, can we get Kingston back? Why was he ever allowed to leave? Well, we had to keep Ronnie Bell. We had to. We just had to. We had to keep Devondre Campbell. We had to keep Ambry Thomas. This is a look forward, happy episode. Don't make us mad. Don't make us mad. Oh, Danny Stutzman's there, linebacker. I'm not even looking elsewhere. We have a need at linebacker depth. Perhaps you do bring back Dre Greenlaw, but I'm taking Danny Stutzman. I don't like OU at all, but he fits that. The 49ers have two builds at linebacker. There's the Mike build that is 6'3 plus, 240 plus, long length, speed, athletic. Danny Stutzman fits that. Then there's the short thumper role. D Winners, Dre Greenlaw, those guys. Stutzman fits the Mike role, and I'm ready to move on from DFF as the backup Mike. Not ready for, like, we're done with that. All right, so here we are. We've got three picks remaining. I am open to quarterback in this position because I want a height, weight, speed guy. Curtis Rourke, 6'5", 223 out of Indiana. I like that. Louisville, Tyler Show, 6'5", 225. I like that. I have not done work on these guys. I'm not taking Jackson Dart. I don't like that scheme. I do like Donovan Smith. I know we've talked about that a lot. So I'm just going to go Curtis Rourke, quarterback, height, weight, speed, specimen type guy. We're taking him. Whether you like it or not, that's a Chapman staple. You don't have I think Brock can be a top five guy. I don't think he is currently. So you're constantly, and you're losing both your quarterbacks to free agency. Josh Dobbs, who's starting this week at Arizona. If you're going to Arizona, come party with us. And also Brandon Allen's free agent. So get you a cheap backup that could, let's see what they could do. All right, we still don't have a safety. We have two picks. We've addressed every position. We don't have a wide receiver, but I want to vet there. We don't We haven't drafted a running back, but I don't care. Corner we got. We did get our corner, right? Yeah, Dorian Strong. Wouldn't mind another corner. We don't have a safety. But I wouldn't mind double-dipping on D-line either. Let's see what's best available. Guard Clay Webb, Jacksonville State. Cornerback Jabbar Muhammad. 5'10", 185. Little light for us, little short for us. Howard Cross the third. I think we got him before. 6'1", 288. Pass rushing specialist. Safety, Dariqi Wright, Vanderbilt. I like Vanderbilt. 6'4", 229. No, that's bigger than our linebackers. Let's see here. C.J. Taylor, the opposite guy. 6'1", 204. That's what we're doing. Vanderbilt, smart, safety, ideal, prototypical height. Don't know the 40s yet because we're before the combine. That's going to play into it, but we're taking safety right there out of Vandy. C.J. Taylor, and our last pick of the draft. I like the D lineman, Howard Cross, little light. Xavier Truss, another tackle I do like that fits kind of that specimen. We got some edge players. Ooh, what's up, Isaiah Nair out of Nebraska, 6'4", 220. We don't draft those guys. Julian Fleming, wide receiver, Penn State, 6'2", 208. We do draft those guys. Nash Hutchmaker, 6'4", 310, defensive tackle. Man, I'm not really seeing anything that gets me too excited. Nazir Stackhouse, I do like him, out of Georgia, defensive tackle. Man, I wouldn't mind another tight end, perhaps. 6'6", 255, Caden Priestcorn, tight end out of Ole Miss. We're doing it. Double dip it on tight end. We don't have a tight end two or three. I'm ready to reset that room completely. Let's see how we did on our draft. How did we get graded? We did our trades. They didn't like our trade. Really? We got Mikael Williams at pick 21 or 15. We got a C+. Walter Nolan got a B-. Marcus Inbound, A-. Jackson Hawes, D-. Jake Majors, F. They hate centers. Dorian Strong, B. Emory Jones, A-. Danny Stutzman, A. Curtis Rourke, A+. Our only A+ grade, the quarterback from Indiana. We got in round 6. C.J. Taylor, safety, C+. And then Caden Priestcorn, C+. Draft ranked, we got a 59 of Niners. Drafts overall draft grade, B-. So I guess my question is, and again, look at this. If we would have drafted Kelvin Banks Jr., it was a bigger need than Williams. So the question comes out to, would you prefer Mikael Williams and Walter Nolan over Kelvin Banks Jr. and, I don't know, throw in a player, Landon Jackson, defensive end tackle out of Arkansas? That's kind of the question that you got to do. And so, yeah, I'm cool. I like this draft. We went edge, defensive tackle, tackle, tight end, center, corner, tackle, linebacker, quarterback, safety, tight end. That's a lot of guys. That is a lot of guys. I like the positions we address, though. I really, really do. I think that the depth that we got was huge. And the whole purpose, are we going to draft these guys, all these guys like this, make those trades? That's not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on the future, the names, introductory type relationship with these players so we can get to know them and kind of understand who they are and what we fit. Oh, what's up, Mizell? Appreciate you, man. Glad you're here. We even got somebody in it from Twitch. What's up, DM Co? Appreciate you, man. Yeah. And right here, Kawa Chipto, he says, you could likely get Nolan with the normal second round pick once PFF updates their boards. Man, we don't know until the testing and all that stuff comes out. Right now, it's again the phrase that Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks always use on Move the Sticks podcast. It's about to get the guys in the right neighborhood right now. You're just trying to say, like, okay, these guys are close. These guys are close. And then the draft, combine and all that stuff happens. You get the metrics, you get a lot more information. I haven't even gone through film on most of these guys. And then you move from the neighborhood to kind of the street, and then you pinpoint even further after that. It's a process. The teams are going through it currently as well. The scouts are going through it, and we're going through it as well. So we're just trying to balance that out. That's the whole idea. But hopefully you guys enjoyed this, and even if you disagree with the picks, let me know. Always happy. Reach out, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. That's where we're always going to be. And so, man, I have had a wonderful time. This is episode 1,300. 1,300 episodes. I don't even count Patreon. We've got another 1,000 over there. Good Lord. Been doing this a minute, and hopefully we get to continue. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, go watch some college football. Go watch some college football. Have a good time, and we'll be back. Now, I'm flying out early tomorrow morning to Arizona. If you're coming to Arizona, come with, hang out with us. We got parties Saturday and Sunday. No, not sure when I'm going to do my next episode, but I'm going to try to get that out tomorrow. But until next time, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you, guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.